I'm speaking today with Diane Troutman, who is running for the Harris County Department of Education, position 3 at large. Diane, first question, why are you running for this office?
Well, my name is Diane Troutman. I am running for Harris County Board of Education at large, position 3, because I think it is time we made public education a priority in Harris County. It has not been up until now. I also believe that every child deserves an equal access to a quality education. And that there is why we have to protect the Harris County Department of Education and the programs that it provides to our schools and our communities. As an HCDE board member, I will not allow children's services to be used as a political football like they have in the past. Unfortunately, there is political opposition to the Harris County Department of Education. There are even some groups and people who would like to abolish it completely. If elected, I will protect these vital services and programs that get our children education ready and keep our children in school, thus reducing our record dropout rate in Harris County. I want to make people aware, I want to raise public awareness of what a bargain Harris County Department of Education is for our students, our teachers, our schools, our communities, and even the taxpayer. So in short, I want to use this position as a bully pulpit for public education. I want to educate and inform the public about what's going on in education, like all the lawsuits that are currently being waged against our state for lack of funding. And I also want to educate and inform the public about what's going on in Harris County Department of Education, because I can't tell you how many times people say, you're running for what? What is that?
Well, you anticipated my next question. I think most people are probably familiar with what their local independent school district board does, but perhaps they are not as familiar with what the HCDE does.
Sure.
So briefly
sure.
Tell me, what exactly does the HCDE do?
Basically, the Harris County Department of Education was created by the state legislature over 120 years ago. So it's been around for a while. People just seem to equate it with regular ISD board situations, and it's not. It's its own entity. It makes its own policy. HCDE contracts with about 26 area school districts to offer them programs like Head Start, adult education, early childhood development, after-school programs, buying cooperatives, help for at-risk students, teacher training, speech therapy, principal certification, to name a few. These services are offered at a reduced rate because Harris County Department of Education can buy in bulk, and they are also 60% federally funded. Now, if there were no Harris County Department of Education, these costs would be much higher, of course, and these higher costs would be borne by our public schools. Those costs would then be passed on to the taxpayer. So, again, it turns out to be a bargain for our taxpayers. Also, as a principal, when I worked at Tomball ISD, I was principal at Tomball Junior High, I used the services of HCDE buying cooperative. We used the office supply buying cooperative and were able to get copy paper, computers, all kind of printers, everything at a much reduced cost. And on my slim budget, I can tell you that was much needed. So just something like that, it's not only that HCDE provides to all other schools, but I understand firsthand what it's like to be on such a slim budget in these school districts, especially small school districts, and use the services that are provided by them. They are a bargain, and I think the more that people know about this, the better. And that's one of the things I want to do, is to start a broad-based marketing campaign letting people know about all the value-added services that are being added.
Well, how would you accomplish that?
Okay. I think, to me, because of this political opposition, that's the number one thing I think that I would work on. And how I decided this was, you know, I made some visits to the superintendent. I visited with the department heads, and I asked them, what are your needs? What do you think are the biggest problems facing HCDE? And the superintendent said, hands down, it is the political opposition. And so for me, the way to solve that problem is to get the word out, let people know, you know, what goes on in this department. I think a broad-based marketing campaign. I think you introduce the public to all the children's services that are federally funded and cost not a cent to the public. Now, when I said 60% federally funded, that's the average of all the services. But individually, there are some programs that are much higher federally funded, like our adult education program at HCDE. It is 98% federally funded.
Okay.
That's a bargain. So what I would do is, as far as a broad-based marketing campaign, I think definitely what they're doing, they do some nice, slick flyers, but they don't get out to the people that need to see them. So I would say open houses. Hold open houses at some of the different sites for Harris County Department of Education. Let people see what's going on. Let them see what's accomplished. Public service announcements and you know, just brochures that hit a different area, not just education-savvy people. They're kind of preaching to the choir right now. We need to get that word out much broader.
Okay. And now, you've spoken quite a bit about what a bargain HCDE is. You know, talk about what, you know, talk about how it does handle its finances. You know, what, for example, is the tax rate, and is it an appropriate level?
Sure. The funding for Harris County Department of Education is broken up, like I said, 60% federal funds, 20% from the school districts that contract with HCD, the fees that they pay for that, and another 20% is made up of a minuscule property tax. It amounts, on the average, depending on the value of your home, between $8 to $12 a year. Not a month, a year. So as you can see, that's quite a bargain for all those services that I mentioned. I think at the October board meeting, I was there, they had before the board a 36 cents a year tax increase. That did not pass. And that was thanks to our Republican tax assessor, Don Sumners, and about 10 or 12 Republican precinct chairs who came to protest that tax increase. And again, 36 cents a year.
And the purpose of that increase was what?
It was to help reduce debt, and also, this was a number two issue that I would like to address, maintaining the facilities. I visited some of the Head Start facilities. You can't even get into the driveway. It is so torn up with potholes. It is dangerous to get into. Also, the roof, the leaking roofs at some of the Head Start centers. There's no air conditioning at some of the Head Start centers. The one that I visited, the Sheffield unit, had wiring, like 5 feet of wiring hanging out at the front door. Much needed maintenance of facilities and building some new Head Start centers as well. These are 3- and 4-year-old kids. They are doing what they're supposed to be doing. Their teachers are doing what they're supposed to be doing. But I think they could use some help. I really do. And I think more, again, more images of these type of things is what the public needs to see.
Okay. And now, you would have supported the tax increase to maintain services. Do you believe that level is appropriate, or do you think that the HCDE needs more money to do what it's doing?
No, I think that would have been fine. And I listened and then looked at the papers that were handed out at the board meeting, and it made perfect sense. Again, the tax assessor, which I'm not sure that was the best use of his time telling our Board of Education what to do with their money, I felt that it was adequate. I did. I have 10 years of banking experience as well, and in the finance sector, I know how to look at a balance sheet. I can tell, you know, if something looks fishy or if something looks like it's needed. So from what I could tell, this was going to take care of an additional Head Start center, which they already closed too because of budget cuts. So that would be just adding one more, and it could take care of maintaining some of these others. And one thing I want to say about Head Start as well, for people who say, well, that's giving away the farm or that's doing too much for these families, you know, it is 80% federally funded. The other 20% of money that comes from there, it comes from the community. The community has to, as a group, if they're going to have a Head Start center, they have to put in either volunteer man hours, in-kind contributions, whatever it is, raise the money, they have to come up with that 20%. So everybody's pitching in here.
Okay. Now, you've been on the Democratic ballot before in last couple of elections. Last two elections, you ran for tax assessor. What would you say you've learned from that experience, and how would you apply it to this race?
Well, I definitely think that I've always wanted to make a difference in education. Education has been my life. This isn't something I just decided to get interested in one morning. For over 28 years, I've been in the trenches fighting the education wars, problem solving on how to improve our schools and improve student achievement. I've also put three children through public schools, and I understand what our schools need both from an educator point of view and a parent point of view. I became really intrigued during the tax assessor race about how Paul Bettencourt was using his office to tell people to vote against tax increases for the school districts and the bond elections. And I thought that was really inappropriate. And the more I looked into it, the more I realized that school districts are being starved as it is. And so that got my attention more from the education point of view and how county government need to work together as well. But I guess what I learned most about countywide, and that's what I have done twice now, the countywide with the tax assessor, is that you can't assume that you're reaching everybody just by doing the normal, you know, visiting clubs, going out and, doing things that are located just within your party. You have to extend, and I think especially for education, to the business community, because we're going to want business sponsors. And I did that somewhat with the Chambers of Commerce in the first two races, but I think it's even more important now because we're going to be needing business sponsors perhaps to pay for an additional staff position or for helping to maintain or build a new Head Start building. I think what I would do this time is do that even more and work through the Greater Houston Partnership, and I believe they could they help with a lot more connections there. You know, we have literally hundreds of thousands of people moving into Houston every day. They want to know about how their kids are going to be educated. They want to know what the services are that are provided. So I think the Greater Houston Partnership would be a good one to partner with, and that's what I want to do. The only other thing I'll say is I think I've also learned about the importance of name ID. I have run a countywide race. I do feel that I have a good, strong name ID left over from the 2010 election. I believe those two things will help a lot. But as I say, it's not enough just to go out to the typical avenues of trying to reach people. You've got to team up and you've got to partner up with larger organizations like the business community.
Okay. And when people go to vote in this election, it is a contested primary. Why should people vote for you and not for your opponent?
Mm-hmm. I believe I have the educational experience, the educational knowledge, the educational leadership to help the Harris County Department of Education continue on its course of providing the quality educational programs to Harris County school districts. as a former teacher and principal, I understand that very important link in educating the parent as well as the child and informing a strong parent-teacher-student relationship. I do have over 25 years of education experience. I have taught in four different school districts in Harris County. I've been a principal in two different school districts. I've taught at the college level at Stephen F. Austin State University, teachers who want to be principals and superintendents. So I definitely have the educational experience, but I think the most important thing I have is a passion for improving schools and improving the lives of children and public service. And I think without that passion, you know, it's all for naught.
Okay. Diane Troutman, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you.